local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, 12:08, coming up on 12:09 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Corey Haugerth here in studio with you as we kick off the second year, or I guess we could say second season maybe, of Community Connection. It's hard to believe we've been going for a full year, and at least two of the people that are in
and
the
we're
room
still
with
on
me
the air.
Right
it's
now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. We haven't gotten kicked off yet. But two of the guys that are here in the room with me were actually with us for the very first show last January. Of course, we're talking about Brad Fisher, Brad Meyer from the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Hi,
Corey. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I'm still using the Happy New Year thing. I don't care if it's a week old.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for letting us be on a second season here at the Cows Radio.
Oh,
it
were
makes
the ratings,
it a lot easier
by the
to
way.
Fill
was
the schedule,
good?
By the way.
Yeah, were the ratings good? That's what we want to know.
Apparently they must have been. I don't know. We didn't get canceled, so there's
we gotta renegotiate the contract.
So I guess, should we do it the way we've been doing it the last couple of rounds?
Perfect.
Make sure we actually have time for your guest.
Yes.
Before you and I just go back and forth for too long.
Let's start with our guest.
All
as
right,
we
take
always
it away
do,
there, Brad.
We bring in a member of the Owatonna Chamber. And today we're lucky enough to have Justin Weir with Pure Detailing here today. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well, very well.
Excellent. We were just bemoaning the deep, dark days of winter.
Yes.
But you're happy to be here. You seem like you're in a good mood. You're ready to go.
You know, I am happy to be here. I'm happy to be here indoors and not outside.
Right.
I'm happy with that, yes.
Yes. And you said you moved away from this area once because of the weather, but you're back.
I did. It was San Diego. I wanted perfect weather. So I moved to San Diego. And then I got a little homesick, so that's why we decided to come back.
Yeah, and there's perfect, but also boring, too, by the way.
There is that. There is that. I will say it was not boring out in San Diego. It was...
I'm just talking weather-wise.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's the weather guy. So, Justin, you're part of our business community. You have been for how many years now?
Like 4 years now in Owatonna.
Yep. Here in Owatonna, and you do detailing. You just moved locations as well. Well, fairly recently to a bigger and better spot, which is also very exciting. Did you have something before I ask him the question?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I looked like you were going to say something.
I was rusty.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, obviously, detailing. I think a lot of people know what that is. But tell us a little bit about what you do. Maybe what makes you guys a little bit unique in how you do it.
Right. Yeah. So, of course, you know, everyone's kind of familiar with detailing at this point, you know, and there's a lot of folks that do it. There's a lot of folks that do it well. You know, what we're trying to add, though, is just something a little bit different. We have a really nice lobby for folks. A lot of folks actually wait, surprisingly enough. So we try to make that as comfortable as possible. You know, we have a nice shop that's been built out to really handle anything that we need to do. And so, moving over from the last shop that we had, it did us good, but we definitely outgrew it, and it was time to move on and get a much bigger, better space. And, you know, just trying to be leaders in the community with what we do, you know, setting the pace and, you know, just offering everything that people would want on their vehicle to protect it or, you know, whatever they like to do.
The fact that you moved into a bigger space is always something we like to hear because it means you've made progress with the business and financially growing it and all those things. Tell us a little bit. So detailing, you're cleaning vehicles, you're making them look as much like new as you can, right? Within reason. What are some of the maybe strangest things that you guys end up pulling out of a vehicle while you're cleaning?
You know, I don't know. What can I say in air? You know, that's the thing is, you know, we've come across some real weird stuff, man. So the ones that seem to really be the weirdest, though, are semi-trucks. We do quite a few semi-trucks. And sometimes those drivers leave behind things when they're just done working there and they leave and they're gone. And, you know, we'll just say there's some really odd stuff that we've come across that happy that we had our gloves on while we were cleaning.
Hazard of the job.
We've come across some used items that, that. And
all right. Well, most people can use their imagination.
Yeah. We'll just to see. They can imagine what they want. But
so you do a lot of semis.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of that. Is that a unique
thing for you guys, or is that part of the deal?
Yeah, so that is one of our specialties, is we definitely do a lot of fleet work. And we travel really across all of Minnesota. We've done work even in South Dakota. We've done work in Iowa. We've done work in Nebraska. So we've done a lot of traveling for big companies and taking care of things for them.
Okay, and that's when you take your show on the road. You've got the rig that
we'll take that on the road. Those are built a little bit differently to take care of washing, so a lot of mobile washing that we do for other big companies and things like that. And so just kind of a little niche that we found, and we really enjoy doing that. But of course, you have to work in these elements, and you got to be willing to work in these elements, and sometimes takes a little extra drive to go out there and do that when it's cold or snowy, or you've slipped on your butt 5 different times because of the ice, you know.
Yeah. So
so we appreciate when we're indoors in the shop and it's sunny and 68 inside. So
absolutely. Yeah. Now I kind of moved on without, we talked about your new spot, but we never said where it is and where they can find you. We should hit that quick too. So where is your new location?
So the new location, it's still in the same building where we were there down on Hoffman. Mm-hmm. So now we're at 600 Hoffman Drive, just smack dab in the middle of the building, kind of close to Cars and Credit, Quick Trip, mm-hmm. kind of down there is where we're at. And we have, roughly around 4,000 square feet of space down there now. So it's really nice to have that. And it's not just detailing that we do too, but we do window tinting, paint protection film as well, ceramic coatings, all that type of stuff. So those are things that we like to offer too. So
how far do people need to plan in advance for bringing their vehicle in, or they want to do some of these things?
Sure. Yeah. Wintertime, I mean, for most detailers, it's always just a little bit slower. So, sometimes it's not too bad. We can get you in the same week. Maybe we're a week out if we're a little bit busier in the winter. If once we start getting into the spring and everybody wants to, do their spring cleaning and get everything ready to go and get all the winter grime away, then sometimes it just depends, 3-4 weeks. But I usually like to never push past, the 3-week mark if I can help it. So. Yeah.
Justin, how'd you ever get into this line of work?
Actually, so it all started in Utah when I was actually out there. I always liked working on my own vehicles, and I did that. But as an actual professional business, started doing that in Utah. And there was a niche. There was no car wash. There was no one doing it. And all of a sudden, I started doing it, and it just kind of took off from there.
Word spread, and you were rolling.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Cool. And is that kind of what happened here in Owatonna, too? It started to spread as you
grew? Yeah, I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do. So, I kind of started small as I was looking for a place. That was always the goal. I never wanted to, continue out of my garage because I did not want my kid bugging me all day long. So, or the wife, coming out there and asking me for questions and, things like that. But, that was always the goal to, just create something that was big, create something that had jobs for people, careers, and, just provide a good business for the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fish, you got any questions for him?
Well, I want to point out something. Okay. Remember when Justin first came to town, he was right out of his garage, and he joined the chamber, which was great, and he was a member for a year or so. And then I went in to see him, and he didn't renew his chamber membership. He said, Brad, I got bigger plans, and when I get there, I'll call you. And we'll rejoin the chamber. And that was 2-3 years ago, whenever mm-hmm. it was. And I would stop in and see him at his first new location.
Yeah.
I just stop in and say hi. And then, 3-4 months ago, yep. I got an email. I'm ready to join the chamber again. So Justin was a man of his word, which was great. And I didn't bug him because I said, I won't bug you. When you're ready, you just let me know. And he did, which was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, thanks. No, I mean, we really enjoy being a part of it. It's just... we just wanted to make sure we got everything underway and everything was solid and focused on the things that need to be focused on, and then we can start growing from there.
Yep.
So,
Justin, what's the best way for people to reach you guys or find out more details?
Lots of great ways. You can always call us, message us on our phone number at 763-760-4940. Otherwise, our website is really good too, pureowatonna.com. So, and then we'll be having an app coming out as well, and they'll be able to do everything through our app as well coming out soon.
Very nice. Justin, thanks for joining us today, being part of the chamber, and for growing your business here in Owatonna. We appreciate all you do. It's not easy to do that. So good work. And our ambassadors were out there recently, and the space is terrific.
No, it was awesome having you guys. Nice. And super appreciate being on again and hanging out with you guys and just being a part of the chamber again. Awesome. So we love it.
Just go to Pure Detail and just look at the mural inside of his garage.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You got to check that out, too.
It is really neat.
All right. Well, I really wish we could keep going because this is a fun conversation, but we do have to go to our break, but we'll have more conversation with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues on Cal's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And we are continuing now with our conversation here with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce on your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. Corey Hargith back in studio with you. Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher here in studio with me as well. And as usual, you know, we didn't leave ourselves a whole lot of time, but, you know, we're just having such a good conversation. Didn't want to cut it off.
That's what we do.
That's the whole point of what we're doing here. But let's just get into some of the things that we got coming up here with the chamber because, you know,
Jumping right back into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no slow time.
There isn't. No, January is a big month. It's kind of an event heavy month for the chamber with respect to some of our own programming. So we're in the middle of our Owatonna Community Leadership Academy. It's a program we do every year. It's a 9-month program. And then we've got our annual dinner this month, which is a big celebration of what's happened over the last year. And then we look ahead, you know, what's this, you know, kind of where's the business community headed in Owatonna. And what we're going to do at the annual dinner this year is we're going to have some guests join us, different stages of their business life cycle. So we've had some big anniversaries this year, like 100 year, 50 year, 25, 10. And so we're going to have some people up on stage to talk about kind of their perspectives from a different group of businesses, which is pretty cool. And as I was thinking about that, one of these companies has been here 100 years in Owatonna. And so I was looking back at what the population of Owatonna was 100 years ago, and it was about 7,300 people, give or take. And so in 100 years, we've grown about 3.5 times, right? Like to where we're at today, far outpacing a lot of our maybe peer communities in the region, if you look that up, and actually outpacing like what the Twin Cities metro area has grown in the last 100 years. So, and then, you know, when you look at that and you say, well, why is that? It's a steady, consistent work ethic. And you could use our last guest, Pure Detailing, as a perfect example. You start off small, you grow. And if you can do that consistently, that's what Owatonna has been able to do. It's never been a boom or bust kind of thing. It's been a slow progression, the right direction. And so, you know, as a Chamber of Commerce, we look at that as part of our, you know, what we're supposed to do is help this community grow ultimately. But it doesn't have to be all at once, right? We just want to keep adding, keep layering in. And so a lot of our, you know, our agenda as an organization is around how do we continue to draw people in? How do we keep the workforce here, that the talent that's here and those pieces of the puzzle? Because if we can do that, we'll be way more successful than a lot of communities where, you know, they either are declining or even just holding steady is good in this day and age, but we want to keep growing. So that's a long-winded perspective on our annual dinner. I went a long way on
annual
that.
Dinner.
We went back 100 years, Chris. So let's move on. We have a growth breakfast this month, too, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then Bold and Cold is the big community event this
month. Yeah, and it might actually be cold this year.
Yes, and bold. January 19th through the 25th. And people will have to really check out the details at visitowatonna.org. But, you know, the city's Park and Rec Department does a really nice job. So there's a lot of outdoor activities that will happen over the course of the week. Lisa in the Main Street Group has a Baringo event to get people out to the different restaurants in downtown on Friday and Saturday of that week. And then just a lot of fun things in, you know, really the heart of the winter. So it gives people an opportunity to get outside and to do some really fun stuff.
Yeah, and I know we've talked with the Park and Rec Department here within the last couple of weeks about it. We'll be talking with them more in detail, I think, even the week of something like that.
Good.
Like I said, so many different activities. And like we've said with them, if there's something that you don't know if it's, you know, maybe a sport or something you want to try out, that's your opportunity to do it.
Right.
And that's the
right.
beauty part of it.
And they've got their new thing with the on the go that they call it or whatever. So they have a lot of opportunities there too, which is great.
Yeah. So. Well, would you look at that?
Time's up, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right,
would you look at that? It's amazing how that works for us every
It's a full-time job
time.
Keeping us on time, isn't it? I know.
Well, yeah. I don't know where the person is that keeps me on time. I haven't found them yet.
You got to be your favorite guest because you don't have to say anything, really.
See, just that's get just it. I can sit here, push a couple of buttons, and keep time. That's all I really got to do.
Boom, and then it's over.
All right. But yeah, that is our Community Connection, our first one for 2026. Now, if you want to listen back to any of whatever this was, or any of our past
Justin,
shows.
How you feel now?
Yeah, I feel real good.
All of them end up on our website, KOWZFM.com. You go to the community tab at the top of the page, and you'll see an option for Community Connection. But we got to get going. Your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here in under 3 minutes at 12:30. Then John Partridge will join you throughout the rest of the afternoon. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.